פרק י"ג סעיף טסבוב נעליים שנסלח לכו בבוץ. If the shoes came dirty with bots, with mud, or tits, or cement. יש להבחין בזה בנופנים שונים. Different differentiations between the cases. א', אם הבוץ כבר התייבש, if the mud already dried out, also להפסירו עם הנעל משמעית התוכן. You're not allowed to do it because toichen. Toichen means you are grinding. If you've got a clog from mud, if you go and take it off the shoes, you'll go and make it into small pieces and you're grinding the mud that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. If it has come yavesh, if it's already dried out, you've got a problem. If it won't dry out, you won't have the problem altogether. Base, im abot satayin lach, also. In that, if the mud is still not dried out yet, it's wet still. Also, this in us and now the mayim, you're not allowed to go and put the shoe in water. The shafsh for the yodei, kdei leoyed es halichloch mishum shashifshuf anase b'mayim nechshav kibbles. Because to go and rub it with your hands in water, you're not allowed to do. Like we learned before, sheyesh isa kibbles, the isa to go and wash leather shoes. Made from leather, even if they're made from leather, you're not allowed to wash them. What way you're not allowed to wash them? You're not allowed to wash them in a way that you go and rub them. Or any sort of things which are made like, which are compared to leather. Like we learned before, plastic, some people want to say it's like leather. I call upon him, if we compare it to leather, the loch is you're not allowed to go and rub it. Aber mutter lishroisei שרוצת הנעל במים, או ליטן אויסו תחת זר המים. המנוסן נעקויסה, מאין המשף שרויסה ביודו. A person is allowed to go and put it into water, or to even put it underneath running water. You're also allowed to do that, because the issue only for leather is to go and rub it. Because the man, you don't rub it, even if you go and put it underneath water, a zerim from water, even in running water, there's no problem to do that with leather. So the same things with these shoes, there's no problem to go and put them underneath running water. He says in the footnote, it's even mutter to do it, to take off the full amount, even if you want to do it with a knife, take off the mud, even if you're not going to leave any ketem b'sof, even there won't be any stain. L'chur, it's the difference between a beggar, which is halach, is that you're not allowed to take off a full stain. With the shoes, you're allowed to do that. If you've got laces, you've got a problem because the lace is going to be a problem from cleaning the laces. If without the problem from the laces, you're allowed. Also, if the shoe itself is sewn with thread, which is not synthetic, there's also a problem. A bit of a chiddush, that's what the Orach HaShabbos says, that if you've got a problem, even if you've got the shoes only sewn with threads which are not synthetic, he says also a problem from soaking the shoe because of the threads. Seif tezayin, mutter legaret habutz halach ma'anal b'sakin oy b'migredes, hasur lekach. You're allowed to go and use a knife or a migredet, something which rubs off the mud from the shoes. There's no problem. The only problem was libon. Libon is not the problem, only if you rub it. But here you're not rubbing it, you're taking it off. If it's nicely kheno, yin kheno, chazoko, chazoko, mishum chashash, it's mamachik. He says you shouldn't do it very strong because you've got a problem from mamachik. Mamachik means to smoothen out. One's not allowed to smoothen out the leather. In Mishnah Berurah says that one's not allowed to go and take off 100% smooth the mud, because he may smoothen the leather from the shoe. In the footnote, he says he doesn't understand exactly. Nowadays, adrabah, if a person takes off the mud, if he goes and smoothens the leather, he'll go and make a problem, he'll make a groove in the leather. Adrabah, the leather is so smooth, one doesn't smoothen it more. He doesn't understand so straightforward that there should be a problem from smoothing nowadays with our shoes. Well, I call upon him, Mitzad Hilchas, Libon, you're allowed to take it off with a knife or with any utensil, and to take off even even if there is mud, we've got no problem from toich, like we learned before, if it is dried. If it is dried, you're not allowed. If it's not dried, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos.